The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There's been tremendous progress in the treatment of cancer. I can remember when it was rare to have a friend who had survived cancer. One day, you'd hear somebody had been diagnosed, and then within a few weeks, you got an invitation to the funeral. Now, just about everybody knows a cancer survivor. And the latest figures show that by the year 2022, the number of cancer survivors in the U.S. will reach 18 million. That's a big success story. But it's also one of the reasons healthcare costs in this country are rising so fast. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Cancer is no longer a death sentence. Janet DeMore of the American Association for Cancer Research says the latest study finds there are now 13.7 million cancer survivors in the U.S.
And that's really driven by advances in early detection and improvements in cancer treatment.
Because of better treatments, some patients, once they're cured, never again have to see the inside of the hospital.
A large proportion of survivors who finish treatment and thrive and don't have any other health problems.
But for many more, treatment is ongoing, and the cost of keeping cancer survivors healthy is a big part of the steady increase in overall health care costs. There's the routine monitoring for recurring tumors and medication to treat the side effects of cancer drugs. And as the numbers increase, there are occasional shortages of the chemotherapy drugs themselves.
We need to be looking 5, 10, 15, 20 years after treatment because we have more and more people who are living that long with very serious health problems that need to be addressed.
Research is now underway into cheaper treatments such as using massage, meditation, group therapy to treat pain. Just the same, according to the report, by 2020, the cost of cancer care will increase 27%, with health care costs for patients who've been diagnosed at least a year double that of everybody else. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.